The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I want you to know that you are fortunate to be partakers of this series that we've been having. I want you to know that you are so fortunate because this series has been a great blessing unto me. And I trust God that God is going to bless you tonight the more in the name of Jesus. We are going to continue in our series on faith. But before we do that, I want us to jam our hands together as we appreciate our Father in the Lord. If you are clapping your hands, please, let's do so. This is a man of faith, a man of great faith. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate you, sir, for this great opportunity that you have given to me to minister to God's people. Your life has been a source of inspiration to many of us. And I pray that the Lord shall continually bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's appreciate Mama also for her constant support. I pray that the Lord will bless you, Ma, and increase you on every side. In the name of Jesus. I appreciate you all. Tonight we are continuing our series on faith. Last week we talked about walking in the supernatural via faith. I want you to know that it's practically impossible for you to walk in the supernatural if you don't have faith. Faith is the key to unlocking the supernatural. You cannot connect to the supernatural without faith. And Pastor Ebenezer dealt with that topic extensively last week. How many of you were blessed last week? I was greatly blessed. You know, he was talking about example of people that did supernatural things via faith. Supernatural things means that are things that are beyond natural, things that are beyond human comprehension. And I tell you, it takes faith for you to command the supernatural. You cannot do the supernatural with the natural. It is not possible. But there is something that God has given to you and I, and that thing is called faith. And if we have it, we can say to a mountain, be moved, and the mountain will be moved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to reemphasize that as many that believe in him, to them has he given the power to become the sons of God. If you believe in Christ and you have given your life to him and you are living in him, you have faith. Because the faith that you have is not your own, it's of the Son. You have that like precious faith. Like precious faith is given unto you. He said, I have given unto you a measure of faith. All you need to do is to grow the faith and increase the faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So don't have doubt that you don't have faith. You have faith. What you need is the understanding of how to use your faith. What you need is how to tackle the enemies of your faith. What you need is to have the understanding of the keys that you need to use for you to unlock your faith. And tonight, as we proceed further, I pray that your faith will come alive in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The topic tonight is faith for divine health. Faith for divine health. Faith for divine health. I want you to know divine health is better than divine healing. Praise the Lord. I've said this before and I'm saying it again. Divine health is better than divine healing. When you have divine health, it's better than divine healing. There is power of healing and God is going to heal somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. It takes faith for you to live in divine health. Because faith is the substance that connects the natural to the supernatural. So it takes faith for you to live in divine health. It is faith is the power to the supernatural life. So for you to live in divine health, you need faith. Because divine health is divine. It is not natural health. You know, there are some things we call them natural herbs. Say, I'm going natural. I want to go natural. It is natural. And there's a limit to what natural can take you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the natural can only be natural. The natural cannot go beyond natural unless it connects to the supernatural. And what connects you to the supernatural is your faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So faith is the substance that connects the supernatural to the natural. Faith is the power to live in divine health. Faith gives you the power to enjoy divine living. Divine fruitfulness, divine abundance, divine vitality. The Bible talks about this man called Moses. The Bible says that Moses, even at 120, his natural force was not abated. He was not weak. He was not bending, and he could not do his task. At 120, this man can still climb the mountain. At 120, this man can still stay with God for 40 days and 40 nights fasting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is supernatural. You know what? Because as you age, your ability to do certain things diminish. The law of diminishing return sets in. But for this man, the law of diminishing return was defeated. Why? Because it connects with the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can be prosperous, but if you lack health, it makes no meaning. Health is vital. To fulfill destiny in life, you need your health. To fulfill your purpose in life, you need your health. A couple of days ago, I was sharing with some people a testimony of God's divine and supernatural healing that I enjoyed some years back. And the man that I was talking to, who happens to be a very senior, very, 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 very senior pharmacist, he looked at me and said, "Indeed, it is supernatural." He said, "Because I have a similar experience." And he narrated the story of somebody that is very close to him. And he said, "This man had a similar thing, just similar thing that happened to me. And as a result of that thing, this man was bedridden for 14 good years. 14 good years he was on bed. It was not that he was at home, he was hospitalized on admission for 14 good years. And you know, many of us may not know the reason why some certain things happen. We don't know why God allows certain things to happen. But God just wants to prove himself in our life that is indeed a God that can do all things. Praise the Lord. And it takes faith. And as he was talking to me, I look back, I felt sorry for the person. But at the same time, I was glad for God for giving me the opportunity to understand the power of faith. Praise the Lord. I will not lie to you. I had faith that I am going to rise up. I had faith that I will not be crippled. I had faith that I will not be on the hospital bed. I had so much faith. I believe in the healing power of God. And he proved himself. I want you to know supernatural is available for the natural if you can unlock the key of faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of 3 John verse 2, that I wish above all things that thou doest what? That thou doest what? Prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your soul cannot prosper if there is no health. Hallelujah. It is the wish of God. It is the plan of God. Above all things. Above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Look at that statement. There is a conjunction, and be in health. And after that, a comma. That means the sentence was completed. Now, when you are in health, then your soul can prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It takes faith for you to enjoy outstanding health. It is faith that brings healing. It is faith that brings health. It is faith that brings power to give you abundance of health. And I pray for somebody tonight that according to the plan of God for your life, according to his word, he says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. I pray for somebody tonight that you will be in health all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Is there somebody here tonight who has been afflicted by the devil in any form or the other? I pray the healing power comes upon you now and you are healed in the name of Jesus. The psalmist says in the book of Psalm 42 verse 11. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. That is, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And it is your faith that will lead to your praising Him. And when you praise Him, the health of my countenance, the health of God is released unto you. Do not be dismayed. Do not be disquieted. Do not have any worry. Have faith in God. And as you have faith in God tonight, God is going to raise up help for you. And He's going to heal you in the name of Jesus. I said you will be healed of every infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Abundance of health is for those that knows God. Abundance of health is for those that walk in faith. Abundance of health is for those that believed in Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. God's plan is that we be in health. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, I read verse 51. I've been studying this particular place and God has been blessing me. And Jesus answered and said to him, What wilt thou that I do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith has done what? Made thee whole. And he received his sight immediately. The power of faith. Hallelujah. The Bible is so clear. Jesus Christ did not say the anointing. There are some places he said the anointing will break the yoke. But here he said thy faith. Hallelujah. It's so clear. It is the faith of that man. It is his faith that made him whole. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people try to shout the man down, but he refused. He refused. I pray tonight somebody will refuse ill health in the name of Jesus. I say somebody will refuse ill health in the name of Jesus. How to sustain your health through faith? Quickly, we'll be running through this. How to sustain your health through faith? Number one way for you to sustain your health through faith is be filled with the word of God. Be word filled. Be the word filled. Let the word of God fill your heart. Let the word of God fill your heart. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. The Bible says the word of God is God. If his word is him, when you have his word in you, it means you have what? You have God in you. And when you have God in you, there cannot be any disease or sickness that can stay in your body. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be what? Ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Your ability to rightly discern the word of truth gives you access to divine health, because the word of God is God. The key prescription to divine health is the word of God. I take that again. The key prescription to the word of, to divine health is the word of God. For you to enjoy divine health, the key prescription is the word of God. You know, when you are sick, you go to see a medical doctor or pharmacist. They will prescribe some drugs for you. We call it prescription. And I'm saying, this is my prescription. I'm telling you, the prescription for outstanding health is the word of God. The amount of the word of God that you have in you is the amount of life that you have in you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 7. We are going to be reading from verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 7 from verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to this judgment, that is to the word of God, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers, and he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee, and he will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land and thy corn and thy wine. Let's go to verse 14. Verse 14. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, that is health, or among your cattle. Verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all what? All what? And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. But we lay them upon all them that does what? That hate thee. Hallelujah. The word of God, keeping the word of God, is keeping the covenant of good health. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to know that there is power in the word of God. There is great power in the word of God. The book of Proverbs, the king said to his son, he said, my son, incline thy ear, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20, unto my saying, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. They are life unto those that can find them, and health to all their flesh. May the health of God be released unto you in the name of Jesus. Number two, abstinence from sin. Abstinence from sin. Sin sinks anyone who rises in it. Sin will sink. S-I-N-K-S. It will sink. It will sink at the person that rides with it. If you ride with sin, you will sink. Praise the Lord. Sin opens doors for sickness. Most diseases, illnesses and sicknesses are as a result of sinful lifestyle. It has been proven scientifically that if you stay away from certain things, you live a healthier life. You live a healthier life. And you know, the Bible is so precise. If you study the book of Leviticus critically, everything in that place that said, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, actually is to keep us in good health. You know, the Bible talked about washing of hands. The Bible talked about it. That when you go to the toilet, you wash your hands before you come back. Is there? The Bible talks about you don't eat dead animals. The Bible talks about you don't go and touch things that are unclean. They are all in the Bible. What is it saying? Stay away from sin and sickness will stay away from you. Somebody who says, I can smoke 50 sticks of cigarettes in a day, and he's just 25. And he said, my father has been smoking since when he was 18, and now he's 75. And he said, oh, of course, I know nothing is going to happen. I'm going to live a good life. Who says so? Your father's organ is not your organ. It's not the same thing. You may carry the same DNA, but it's not the same thing. Praise the Lord. A sinful lifestyle is the doorway to sickness and diseases. A lot of people have destroyed their future via sinful lifestyle. Messing up all around. And from there, they pick sicknesses that has no cure. Up to now, HIV has no cure. Praise the Lord. You can only manage it. You can't cure it. And the stigma alone can kill. And you still see people doing things that exposes them to the risk of such infections. I tell you, there are worse sicknesses that can be picked up worse than HIV via your lifestyle. Somebody that is just 17 and is drinking himself to stupor, drinking his kidney out, drinking his lungs out, and at age 50, the person started having kidney failure, acute renal failure, and the person says it's one wish from the village. Who says it's the wish? You are the wish that is bewitching yourself. Brethren, a sinful lifestyle is the doorway to sickness. Because from the beginning, sickness came as a result of sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Ye are the what? The temple of God. Ye are the temple of God. In other words, you are to keep your body clean. Stay away from sin. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. And in your spirit, which are God's. And a lot of people have defiled the temple of God. And as a result, they've opened the doorway for the enemy to come in. Say, whosoever breaks the hedge, the serpent will bite. Brethren, sin is a sure banker way for sickness and diseases to come in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sin opens your body to the attack of the devil. And that is why I want to encourage us this evening. Stay away from sin. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Stay away from it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who is also bear our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. If your sins are not bore by Jesus Christ, you cannot be healed by his stripes. I don't know if you get it. Media, can you project that again? That ye being dead to sins, ye being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. You have to be dead to sin for you to command the grace that is in his stripes for healing. Praise the Lord. You have to command, that grace, you have to be dead to sin. Praise the Lord. The access to having the healing by his stripes is staying away from sin and living a life of righteousness. Brethren, sin brings down the defense of any man. The spiritual defense around you to weigh the way the enemy and the attack of the enemy is destroyed by sin. The moment you start getting yourself involved in things that are not right, you are opening yourself up to sicknesses and diseases. I can list several sicknesses that are associated with sin. Plenty of them. Sexually transmitted disease, lung cancer, kidney failure, kidney cirrhosis, high blood pressure, leukemia. Several of them, you can find their roots in sin. These are deadly diseases. You can find their roots in sin. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Number three. Of how you can sustain your health through faith is reject the symptoms of sickness. Reject symptoms. Symptoms are faith testers. They are like teasers. They are faith testers. The feeling of weakness does not mean that you are weak. How many of you have experienced before? You are feeling weak, but you are telling yourself, I'm not weak. And you get to the presence of God and prayers are coming and you just see yourself having strength again. And you start asking yourself, but I was feeling weak earlier. It's just a feeling. It's not a fact. Hallelujah. I used to have a pastor friend of mine. He's not a Nigerian, he's a foreigner. And while he was around, we used to take myself and himself, we used to go out on evangelism. And this guy, this pastor can walk kilometers on evangelism in a hot northern part of Nigerian weather, January, when the weather is hot, 42-43 degrees, we'll be walking, I'll be panting. He said, brother, we are not there yet. He will give himself target. We are going to preach to 50 souls. If we don't meet 50 and we preach to 50, we are not coming back. I'll be tired. He will tell me that it is because you are telling yourself you are tired. You are not tired. And sincerely, it's truth. So after a while, when we go out and I'm feeling aches on my thigh, I say, this is not weakness. I'm not feeling tired. And you say, yes. And we continue. And after a while, I won't be feeling it again. These symptoms are just testers of faith. They are just there to test you. You know, let me share a testimony with you. Just this last week, last Wednesday, from Tuesday, I started having pain in my right ear. I didn't even tell my wife. Was having serious pain by Wednesday. It was more. It was giving me so much. I only told her I'm having headache. It was much more. It was because I was having severe pain. Then I told myself, I said, don't worry. Don't just stay there. By the time I take the communion, I will see how you will remain. I didn't agree with that symptoms. Then the devil starts saying, look, you're going to have something problem with your hair. You are deceiving yourself. After the communion, the pain was still there. By the time I woke up the following morning, I pressed it. I couldn't feel any pain. The headache was gone. If I have agreed with it and say, then I tell my wife, how about me massage? If you rub pa aboniki, then get analgesic. I know all the analgesics that I could use. I know all the antibiotics that I could use. But I told myself, no. The symptoms will come. It's a symptom. It is not the real thing. Check the meaning of symptoms. Something like, it's a sign. It's not the real thing. Reject it. Stand against it. Believe that God that has given you divine health cannot take it away from you. Praise the Lord. It is your faithlessness that turns the symptoms to sickness. Confess your healing and you will receive the healing. Don't allow sickness to weigh you down. Don't believe in the report that is not of God. The Bible says, in whose report will you believe? It says, I will believe the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The book of Matthew chapter 21 verse 21. And Jesus Christ said unto them, and Jesus answered unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, and ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but ye shall also say unto the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Verse 22 is where I love most. All things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. All things. Do not believe the symptoms, but believe the report of the Lord. Believe the report of the Lord. Ephesians 6:16 says, taking up the shield of faith, wherein you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Take up your shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. Maybe the enemy is shooting darts, and the darts are like the symptoms. Take up your shield of faith. Take it up. And you will take control in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brethren, symptoms will come. Symptoms will come real good. But believe the report of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be fully persuaded that he that has promised is able to perform it. Be fully persuaded. Romans 4:21. Be fully persuaded. Believe. Be fully persuaded that he that has promised is able to perform it. Number 4. Think health. Brethren, your thought is who you are. You are what you think. Hello? Am I talking to somebody? You are what you think. If you are the type that is continually thinking about sickness will be around you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing them into the captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Why is the Bible saying that? It is the casting down of the imagination that gives you the victory. Hallelujah. Your thought is a stronghold. If you read verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Your thoughts are strongholds. Unless you make your thoughts to align with the word of God, to align with the promise of God, your thought can make you captive, can take your health captive. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, for as a man thinketh so is he. When you think of health, you enjoy health. When you think of ill health, then ill health comes. Healthy people think healthy thoughts. Healthy people, they think healthy thoughts. Don't start thinking that because uncle whatever has whatever disease and auntie whatever has something bad, then I think it's usually jump one person. And from my permutation, it has jumped this and this, then it's going to jump to me or to... No! Don't believe that. Some people believe that there are certain things that is common in their family, and because of that, it's going to be their own portion. Don't believe it. Never allow your thought pattern to be the thought that brings in health. Reject it. The book of Luke chapter 11 verse 34 says, your eyes are the lamp of your body. So if your eyes are healthy, if your eyes are illuminated, it will illuminate what? The whole body. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when the eye is single, that is healthy, thy whole body is full of light. But when the eye is evil, thy whole body is full of darkness. Don't let your thought be full of evil. Let your thought be full of life. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are perfect, whatsoever things are righteous, if there be any virtue, if there be any virtue, think of this. Think of this. Think on those things that are right. Don't be thinking on things that are wrong. Don't start thinking. The moment you start having menstrual cramps, you say, this menstrual cramp, I don't think it's menstrual cramp alone. It's like there's something more than that. In fact, then you pick your phone, then you start Googling things that doesn't concern you. Then the devil starts showing you fibroid, starts showing you fallopian cyst, starts showing you so many things, and the symptoms all look alike, like what you are having. There is I think it's this one, and the devil says, yes, it is. We tend to use our hand to go search for trouble where troubles are. Anyway, I like Joko Jeje. Then you go and put torchlight on it. What are you searching for? Rather search for the things that are truth. Search for the things that are real. Search for the things that are pure. Think on this, and you will enjoy outstanding health. Number 5, continuous fellowship. Continuous fellowship. Continuous fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Continuous fellowship with the people of God. Continuous, uninterrupted, constant fellowship. You know, when you do something constantly, there's reward in it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bible says something in the book of Psalm 84, verse 7. Say they go from strength to strength, every one of them. Every one of them in Zion appear before the Lord. They go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. Your strength is as a result of your health. The more healthy you are, the more strength you have. When you appear before the Lord, you have come to receive strength. There's a song that says that. You have come unto the Lord. I have come unto the Lord. I have come to the Father. We have come to receive. Hallelujah. When you come to the Father, you have come to receive strength. The fellowship with the Father, the fellowship with the people of God, releases strength unto you. But when you pass it today and hunt it tomorrow, you pass it today and hunt it tomorrow, you can't enjoy the fullness of it. Hallelujah. You are like those on Daraprim. There's a drug they call Daraprim in those days. Sunday medicine. They take it every Sunday. The day you stop taking it and mosquito bites you, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Don't be like that. Be continual, be fervent. Say, forsaking all the assembly of one another as the manner of some. Don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. Be present in the presence of God always. In the presence of God, there is what? There's liberty. In the presence of God, there is what? There is fullness of joy. In the presence of God, there is what? There is power. There is strength. I want you to know that God is ready to release unto as many that are ready to come unto Him. Obadiah 1:17. But upon Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess what? Shall possess their possession, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. Praise the Lord. Fire means health. Fire means health. Fire means health. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 18 verse 20. It says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. God cannot be in your midst and disease will remain. Hallelujah. Your continuous fellowship with the Holy Spirit and the people of God brings the presence of God and the power of God. Praise the Lord. And it brings health to your soul. Number 6, positive confessions. Positive confessions. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Positive confessions. Brethren, it's amazing how many of us don't understand the power that we carry. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. Say, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. There is power in your mouth. Hello. You know, years back, my beloved mother told me something. She said, there are some people you don't play with. And one of those people I'm going to talk about said they are the men of God. Said because they carry power in their mouth. Ashewa lenu. They carry authority. So when they speak concerning you, either good or bad, if it is good, then it's good. But if it is bad, it's dangerous. So be careful. Don't be over familiar with the anointed of God, because there is power. I didn't have the full understanding of what she was talking about until when I started associating with the people of God, and I grew up also to have knowledge of God. Brethren, as a child of God, you carry power in your mouth. Hello? You don't know? Everybody is looking at me as if people don't have faith. Turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. The book of Mark chapter 11 verse 23. The book of Mark chapter 11 verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say, oro. When you say, it come to pass. Praise the Lord. If you're a child of God, you say things, heaven respect it. Heaven's acting unto it. Please don't let utterances that are negative come out of your mouth. Don't let it. Speak positive. Positive confessions. Don't speak negative. Don't speak negative. The book of Matthew chapter 12 verse 37 says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified. Matthew chapter 12 verse 37. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be what? Condemned. The Bible says, whatsoever thou shalt bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what you will lose here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Brethren, when you speak certain things that are negative, some people are stamping it. You have to be careful. Confess positive. Your word is a foundation for your health. Your utterance as a child of God is heavenly respected. And that is why you don't say things that are negative. Your well-being is a function of what comes out of your mouth. Your well-being, where you are going to end up in life, is a function of what comes out of your mouth. Don't be too shy to proclaim who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't be too shy to declare who you are in Christ Jesus. I am above sickness. I am above diseases. I am above illness. Illness is not my portion. I bear the mark of Christ. As the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. No weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper. Why? Because I bear the mark of Christ. Don't be cringing before the enemy. Don't bow when situation comes and you start accepting it. The doctors have made a proclamation and you accept it hook, line, sinker. I am not saying the doctors are wrong, but do not believe line, hook, and the sinker. You take the line, you take the hook, then you sink with it. And you believe it, and you can't even rise up and say, no, this is not my portion. No, I cannot be sick. I never doubted it for one day, for one minute, that I will not be fruitful. It never crosses my mind. Before I married, I never doubted it for one day, for one second. I never. And evidences of people that have married before me that are my relatives shows that there is always delay. But for me, I never doubted it. And I kept confessing it. I kept saying it. Me, the first year I'm going to have my children. In fact, I give the date. This time to this time. This time to this time. I kept saying it. That was the time I told my wife, if she could remember, I said, you are going to have twins. And when you have twins, I'm going to do this. We're still dating then. And we have it. Your words are powerful. Keep saying the right words. Brethren, I never believed from the day I gave my life to Christ that I will write any exams and I will fail. And it has never happened. I keep saying it. I will tell people around me, I said, this exam, me, I'm going to pass and I will score this mark. It never, from the day that I gave my life, I made a confirmation with my mouth. Don't believe the negative. Speak the positive. Quickly, prayer. Number 7, prayer. Prayer. James chapter 5, the book of James chapter 5. From verse 14, the book of James, chapter 5, from verse 14. Always believe the power of prayer. You know, Papa said something before we go to prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, well, was in school, people used to call him prosperity pastor. And he never said, he was not too shy to accept it. He accepted it. And he confessed it. Yes, I'm a prosperity pastor. I'm prosperous. And truly, He's a prosperous man. He's a blessed man. Hallelujah. Don't be too shy. These days when they tell me, director, yes, I'm director. Don't be too shy. Don't accept this mentality that you cannot be somebody. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Prayer. Prayer is a weapon to destroy sickness and to stay in health. Your prayer fire power is your defense against sickness. If the Americans want to deal with anybody, they come with superior firepower. And when you see the firepower, you dare not dare. Now somebody is trying to do some funny things. One small boy somewhere in the Asia there. Trying to do some things. And the guy there in White House just sent some guys there. Have you heard him talking again? He has to keep quiet. Why? Because fire powers what? Fire. Prayer is fire. Papa will always say that when you pray, it's like keeping fire around about you. It keeps the beast away. The beast stays away. No madman we see fire. I love that one. And jump into it. Because I've been imagining it. Why would the madness not make them to jump into the thing? Because it is fire. Your prayer is your firepower. James chapter 14. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. James chapter 5 verse 14. Let him come for the elder. Let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Bible says in verse 16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Your prayer avails much. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. Brethren, don't joke with prayer. The more you pray, fasting, praying, the more you stay in good health. Time will not permit me. I will have illustrate how fasting and prayer keeps you in health. Keeps you in health. And it boosts your faith. You know, you pray to some point that you have so much confidence. I don't know if you are there before. You pray to some level, you know, you want to go for some exams, and they said nobody score above 60. I said, I'm going to start score above 60. Then you go and pray after you have studied very well. You pray so much, then you come out, you have this confidence that you are going to succeed. It boosts your faith. Prayer boosts your faith. Prayer boosts your faith. Gives your faith superpower. Last but not the least, be joyful. Be joyful. Be joyful. Turn to your neighbor, say, be joyful. Joy is medicine for outstanding health. Joy is medicine for outstanding what? For outstanding health. Joy is medicine. Joy is medicine. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth up the bones. A merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth what? The bone. Whatsoever steals your joy will steal your health. Whatsoever steals your joy has taken away your health. I always tell people, I will apologize to you if you offend me so that my joy will not be affected. I will tell you I'm sorry, because I don't want you to affect my joy. Because my joy is important to me. It's important. Brethren, when you are sad, you consume more energy. Hello? When you are sad, your body consumes more what? Energy. And produces more toxins. Consumes more energy and produces. Have you not noticed that when you are hungry or you are downcasted, you are weak? You eat all the food, you are still weak. You look sick. Anybody that is always sad will look sick. Even the person is having all the money, he will still look sick. See a woman that is always sad will look ugly. She won't look beautiful. She will look sick. She will be sick. But when you are joyful, joy rather than consumed energy liberates energy. Replenish the cells. It has been proven that when you are frowning your face, the muscles and the nerves on your faces are tightened up. They are tensed up. And when they are tensed up, they release certain things into your central nervous system that causes you to start having some other negative things. But when you are happy, you relax the muscles. And the muscles are enjoying. And you know, when they are in enjoyment mode, they produce the things that makes you look fresh. The wrinkles start going away. Praise the Lord. You want to stay healthy? You want to stay young? Forget about all those things that you use to make the thing not to be there. Just be joyful. Forget about the Mary Kay. Be joyful. Be joyful. Be happy. And you will look beautiful. You look young. You look fresh. The book of Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 says, even though there may not be fig tree, may not blossom. The holy tree may not be producing. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall be fruit in the vine, nor the labor of the whole leaf shall fail. And the field yield no what? No meat. The flock be cut off from the fold. He said, that, and there will be no health in the store. He said, what? He said, yet I will do what? I will do what? I will rejoice. I will rejoice. Yet I will rejoice. Media, go to verse 18. Yes, I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And that brings what? It brings health. Brethren, don't allow the enemy to take away your joy. Your joy is important. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4, the spirit of a man will sustain him, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The spirit of a man will sustain him, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Be happy. Don't allow anybody to take away your joy. I always tell people, you can't steal my joy. You can't kill my joy. And you cannot reduce my joy. No matter what you do, it's not going to affect my joy. Money day, money no day. Joy is full. The joy will bring the money. The joy will bring the cash. Will you give job to a sorrowful person? No way. Somebody has come for interview. What's your name? What is wrong with you? I've been out of school for 5 years. No job. Then he's frowning his face. Nobody will employ him. Nobody. Just be happy. And you know what? Joy influences faith. Hello? Your joy influences faith. There is no way that your faith can be active when you are sad. Your faith can't come up. When you are downcasted, when you are broken, your faith cannot be active. That's why you need to have people with joy around you. I pray that these keys will help us to sustain our health through faith in the name of Jesus. Be word filled. Abstain from sin. Reject the symptoms. Think health. Continuous fellowship. Positive conversion. The power and the fire of prayer. And crown it all with joy. Shall we rise up on our feet?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.